What is up, punters and dribblers? Welcome back to another episode of About Even for round one, because we've just had round zero. Back from Las Vegas this morning. That's Rue, Eddie and myself feeling a little bit tired. Seb might say that having two young twins, much harder than a comfortable flight back from Las Vegas where you could sit in luxury and watch Killers of the Flower Moon while you eat strawberry ice cream and pound fucking
Baileys
into the core of the earth. But welcome back, everyone. How are we all feeling?
Mate, I'm all right. Vegas is not for the faint-hearted.
No.
It's a fucking place that just works you over mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Fucking 7 days is far too long. I'll just be honest with you. Mm. I wouldn't go for 7 days. Mm. I wouldn't advise people to go for 7 days. Mm-mm. But because of a bit of chutzpah.
Our work ethic.
Ticker, work ethic, good day. We did survive. We are here ready to rip. A little bit flat, but I do get up for the punter and the dribbler. And it's nice to be back home.
Before I go any further, I think it's actually important to shout out Neds, the people who bring this show to you. And Neds, just so you know, Neds, I'm fucking wrecked from Vegas, and I would have got to you earlier in the show as per our contractual agreement, but I forgot to do so because of the Vegas, so I apologize. Thank you to Neds. Shout out to Neds. Show's brought to you by Neds. You can get into the private group About Even on Neds with the secret passcode, which is Dribblers. You can also follow along on our Neds profiles. Rue, how are you feeling?
Yeah, you said 7 days was too long. I'll give you the hot tip. 6 days, too long as well.
Yeah.
Way too long.
Yeah. Five.
I enjoyed when I got back to Las Vegas Airport, boys. I was on my own. I was a little bit early. And just watching the escalators at Las Vegas Airport, the people coming down that have just arrived, they're all Cheshire Cats enjoying themselves, and coming back up is an absolute shit fight. Going down looks like Luna Park. Going up's like going to a funeral. It was hilarious to watch.
Beautiful stuff.
Sebo?
I have absolutely no sympathy for anyone. Whilst I don't drink, I heard Eddie say, oh, I didn't get much sleep over there, 6 hours. 6 hours. I'm going well. I just, you know, watching you guys just live it up over there while the only thing I've got going in my life is a new show called Shogun on Disney Plus and Supercoach. So
is Shogun good?
Oh, Shogun's good.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. It's like the only thing.
Ancient Japanese shit.
Not ancient Japanese. I'm like Portuguese sailors kind of Japanese, like, you know, when the Spanish and Portuguese are in charge of the world. But I just shout out, I'm a big show guy, and like, shout out that every time you finish up a show, True Detective, and you're like, I'm trapped at home on my couch. That's my life now with these two babies. A new show pops up. So that's me.
Okay, that's cool. It's less cool, obviously.
It's not cool at all, really.
How's the Supercoach team going, Subba?
My team's fucking good. Like, I've put a lot of effort into this. I've been listening to everyone's takes. Mm. Everyone's takes. And I think I'm doing it good because I have a crypto background as well. So, you know what I mean? And a punting background where you and Timmy are all analytical. Rando's got his random stats. It's like, yeah, but have you bought, like, into ICOs before and going, okay, this fucking thing could pop or it could kill me. Take a bit of risk.
How's your crypto fucking
bank account? I sold it all for a profit ages ago.
You got out before the boom, though, didn't you?
I rode through two booms and sold through two winters.
Did you miss out on, like, the real good boom?
Well, I bought Ethereum for $12. And
did you stick around on the good boom, or did you fuck up the good boom?
Well,
that's not an answer.
Just answer the question.
Just answer the question.
Good. The first, I was in two booms. First boom, I took some good profits. Second boom, I definitely was like, okay, I can't handle this anymore. I've got to sell. But still good.
Good for you. And
so
Randa?
you think your crypto background is going to help you, Supercoach?
I think Supercoaches, generally speaking, might be a little bit too much into stats and minutes and be risk adverse. But someone who's got a punting background and a crypto background has a different angle in. Whilst I'm still going the main guys, you got to take a few calculated risks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is why you and Rando this morning in the green room when you were going over your teams were not aligned in any way.
No.
And I'll be honest with you, a lot of blokes Rando was picking,
Rando's
caught me really off guard.
Even for me, I was surprised with Rando's, and my team sucks.
Cheers, boys. Rando? Cheers, boys.
Like, good who have you got at fullback?
What I've got two fullbacks, Drinkwater, Kennedy. Will Kennedy. You know, blokes who just do well. Will Kennedy averages 75 in the last three seasons. And that's the beauty, 1% of ownership.
Well, for a reason.
Well, we'll see how we go with Sebo's Cleary and Hine combination. We'll see how I end up.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Before we get into the games for this week, obviously another shortened week thanks to Vegas. Eddie, time for accountability for the first time of the year.
Yep.
How did we go last week?
We were fucking pathetic.
Okay.
Across the board. Absolutely fucking pathetic. No one really got close except for Tom, you could argue, in the first game.
Could argue bad beat.
Turbo had a few opportunities to score a try. He had Manly, Turbo and Homole. Obviously, Manly win and win well. And a lot of people that we were with on the weekend, I'm talking 40, 50 people, were saying that they think Manly wins the comp. Mm. That's no bullshit. I'm not putting sugar on that. That's just how people feel. Now, Turbo doesn't score. Had a couple of opportunities to, you could argue, but he falls short. Nothing there. I'm under 41.5. Everyone's crapping on all week. Unders, 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 unders. No unders. Turbo as well didn't score. Seb, Trell and Cody, pathetic. Like, the Rabbitohs sucked this year. Probably missed the eight.
Trell scored, but.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Crashed over.
But you still didn't get it, so it doesn't matter. And Guru. Under 41.5 and Turbo. So, big fat donut to start. Well done, buddy.
Well done.
Love that.
We were saying that we were more surprised. Like, we felt stupid. I mean, I didn't feel stupid because I had Homole, but you felt stupid. Like, Homole just even stood out by himself as an anytimer. Really just should have happened.
Like, there was a couple of fucking laps. When we were watching the game and Homole went over before Burbo, who we went hard at, it angered me deep within that I was so fucking bullish about Burbo, who did score, by the way. Like, I was dialed in there. These are side bets, punters and dribblers. But it did annoy me that I've got a big, thick Homole sitting there that I didn't even fucking put in my bets for the week. That pissed me off. Also, we talked to Manly legend Aaron Woods, who reckons Homole had one of the great pre-seasons of all time. Yeah. So that's just a little bit of
inside knowledge.
Inside knowledge for the punter and the dribbler. Look at Homole every week. Unless you've got rocks in your head. Game two, Chooks defeat Broncos 20-10. Who saw this coming? You did?
Guilty.
Well done. Congratulations.
Didn't have the stunts.
Doesn't reflect in your bets though, mate.
No.
Guru had Wong.
Now, can I just chime in for a second here?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Wong went off injured in the 68th minute. Victor Radley moved to the right edge for the last 10 minutes and scored in the 71st.
Right. So did you get your bet right?
No, I'm not going to go for the cowardly bad beat.
It sounds like
you will not hear those words out of my mouth this year.
You can explain your way through it, though, you know.
So. But yeah, I felt very hard done by. Not a bad beat, but hard done by in that moment.
Listen, I can see why you might be frustrated, but unfortunately on this show, it's very black and white. You either win or you lose.
Yeah, the other winner, you don't.
And it's as simple as that. And
the closer you are, the
I look forward to when someone wins. It'd be great.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Well, it's only been two games, technically.
And I did get up on my hot seat first week, so I have had a win, even though it was $1.98.
Broncos 13 plus for Tom, myself, and Sebo. That doesn't hit. Stags, no. Mam, no. Cobbo, no. Wong, no. Walsh. A little bit of green for the board. Otherwise, pretty fucking pathetic.
Yep.
All round.
Yep.
Unit scoopers.
Yeah, there's an important one in these unit scoopers as well.
Tom had Turbo, no. Cooler, no. Broncos 13 plus, no. But he did have Richie Kenner.
Now, we missed the greatest breadcrumb in the history of this show. When I, sitting on that Las Vegas couch, sober as a church mouse...
Yep.
And I pick Richie Kenner in my unit scooper to laughter from you two judgmental fucks.
Yep.
Don't believe in Richie. Don't believe in me. And then Richie goes over the first try. That was always going to happen.
It was a random bet. And it wasn't until I realized that he was actually only in your unit scooper that it made me feel better. Because when he scored, I was like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Tom's on here.
I also
only to realize he's so far away. Yeah. You've got one of four legs.
I also, when he went over, went, oh, fuck yeah. I went to then check my game bet, realized that was he wasn't in there at all.
So you celebrating Richie Kenner scoring like you fucking cured AIDS.
No.
When nothing comes off. No, like you've got one out of four legs,
I celebrated
mate.
Richie Kenner because of the way that you guys disrespected Richie Kenner.
But it didn't amount to anything.
It doesn't matter.
Did you put the bet on? The crumb?
No, yeah. Fuck no. I didn't put the crumb. If I put the breadcrumb bet on, I would be slapping him in the face with my penis right now. I had nothing to slap.
The Lippy who got on, he got on because he took the crumb.
Did he crumb?
Yeah, he crumbed it. Yeah.
Did we have a lippy?
Yeah, for Will, this week. Will Johnson, and his story is that he just crumbed it. So he got the Richie Kenner first try.
Oh, so that's why he's been selected, because he crumbed up. Yeah. I respect that.
Best part of the Richie Kenner, his second try of the evening, it ruined Tobler's 13+, which he had already celebrated and high-fived
him. Oh, Tobler.
Richie Kenner, a hero to many.
You early crowing motherfucker.
Well done, Tobler. Jesus. Well done. I had Turbo Hattie, no. Sebo, AJ 2 plus, Turbo 2 plus, no. Guru Wong, Billy Smith or Brandon Smith?
No, it was Billy Smith who didn't play, so tough gig there.
And DC East, a none from three. Leaderboard. Oh, also Tom's hot seat out, so Sebo up this week.
Yep.
That's 2 weeks down out of an 11-week season. Sebo now in the hot seat. Interesting choice.
Yeah, we should actually, yeah. So we got how many weeks to go? We got 7 weeks to go? 6 weeks? 8 weeks to go?
Nine weeks.
Oh, shit, not a mascot.
What's 11 minus two? Seven?
Nine.
Yeah.
Nine?
Yeah, you said
fast
seven.
Math. How'd I say seven? Well, yeah, listen, dude. I'm not here for maths. I'm here for puns.
Leaderboard. Tom, none from three. Three from 10 legs, minus 1.62 in the
Does
lead.
Does this sit in front of me now?
No, because I'm the champion.
No. I don't think that's the way it works.
No, no, it's mine. It's
winning the week.
It's who's winning the
That's because no one had won last year.
No, the season starts, dude. Sorry. That's how
that's
it goes.
That's fucking ridiculous.
No, mate. That's how it is.
It's so you can taste it.
You know what? If he wants it that bad, maybe just let him have
pathetic.
This one.
This is what it is. Pathetic. This is how we did it last year. I mean,
because
there was
no one had won.
Well, there was a defending champion last year, and that was Sebastian, and he could have easily been. We could have sat in front
of
him.
Nah, because the belt was new.
It's all right.
Belt new.
The championship is. It's bitter. Don't be bitter about it. It'll become etch.
I'm second. I couldn't give a fuck, mate. I won last year. Go for gold. I'm exactly 1.195 minus Sebo minus 2.07 Guru.
Oh.
Now, this is good stuff from the room. None from three bets, none from six legs. Minus 2.86.
And everyone, you guys are fucked now. Guru's coming. Yeah. And, I can't
believe people don't understand the bright lights.
Nah, they wilt. They wilt.
They wilt. They wilt.
It's the old saying, boys, if you're winning early, you're not winning late, is it?
Yeah, that is a very good saying. It was invented, you know, it's sort of weird. It came through it was forged in this show. So, you know, for it to work for you, I'm just not sure. None from six legs is tough.
None
start.
From six legs, very tough. Sebo and I had two from seven, just pointing that out. Guru, once again, none from six. That's accountability.
Sorry, Rope. Chance to change your stars now, mate. As we move on to our bets for the week. So we've got all the NRL games, our unit scooper, then we'll finish with Sebo in the hot seat. Quick recap on the hot seat. Each week, one of us is in the hot seat and you put in your bet. It has to be over $1.90. I was started the season, and if your bet gets up, you're in the hot seat again until you got 11 weeks. You're in the hot seat by the 11th week, and
after
your bet gets up.
After the 11th
after week. After the 11th week, you win $1,000. We got three of those during the season. That's where that's at.
Reminder that for Rudy to get his baggy grand, he'll need to win two of the three hot seats. He'll also need to win the season.
We did. There was footage of me giving you that money, wasn't there?
I don't know.
I cut around a few things, but I think.
Okay,
Yeah, but.
Yeah. Okay, good. As long as
we were all exhausted in Vegas. We were really tired. It was just a bit delirious.
A long fucking day.
Just a little bit delirious.
First up, we got the Knights v. the Raiders Thursday night at McDonald Jones Stadium. Also, another reminder, no live stream this week because of Vegas. We'll be back on for the rest of the season every Thursday night. This is, Knights Raiders. The Knights favourites $1.40, Raiders $3. The Lions, 7.5 points. The total is 42.5 points. I'd like for the big loser Roo down the bottom of the ladder to kick us off.
All right, this
Never
game.
Never mind me, mate. Never mind me.
Fuck!
Why does he even bother coming
in? I don't even know, eh?
Especially after I throw shade as well. What's up, Rando?
Well, we'll look at the Thursday nights. This is the ninth Thursday night game that the Knights will be playing. They have never won a Thursday night game at home. They have never defeated a non-Queensland team on a Thursday night either. If you think the Knights are going to win, then Greg Marshew is your man. He scored in all three games against the Raiders last season, and he was either the first or second try scorer in those games. He's $3.30 for the first three try scorers this weekend.
Oh.
Now over to the loser-roo.
He's the first, second or third.
Is he?
Jesus.
I don't like that value, but.
You don't like that value?
No. I like
the $1.83 anytime. You've got to take $3.30 first three.
Yeah.
I have a personal thing against the first, second, or third.
What is market. It? $3.30?
Yes, as of, unless it's gone down since.
Well, because so I'll take over punters and dribblers. I may as well fucking start.
You're stealing from Rue, are you? Because we were going to give it to
no,
you.
No, yours. Go for it.
No, because I just want to talk something through off the back of this information.
Okay.
Now, I do have Knights minus 7.5. I just think there's a feeling after last year that the men from the Hunter are going to get out there and they're going to rip and tear, especially in front of their own people. It'll be fucking jam-packed. McDonald Jones, I'd argue, close to full. And I haven't heard Bo Peep out of the Raiders. I haven't heard jack shit coming out of fucking Canberra, except for the fact that they lost Jack White. Think they might struggle. Might have heard that off my mate Rue a couple of green rooms ago. So Knights minus 7.5, I love. Touch yourself sort of stuff. Like I'll go to bed with minus 7.5 and give, you know, an okay performance. Not great, never do. But I like Greg Marju. I had him 2+, but 2+, he's paying 310. If he's paying 330 to score one of the first three tries, I think I'm going to fucking take that. Because then I don't have to get him twice.
Mm.
I just prefer that bet.
Yep.
I'll come back to you, Ray Odds. Maybe Guru, you fucking walk us through what you're thinking.
Yeah, so round one games, they tend to be a little bit more low scoring. So I'm going to take the unders, 42.5. I think especially with the Canberra Raiders stepping on the field, that is great value. I think the Raiders, they're going to really struggle this year, but I think they will come out. I think Ricky Stewart will have them up and firing early. I don't think they'll score many points. I think they'll be defending well. So I'm going to take the Knights. I still think they'll win, but I'll go Knights 1-12. Everyone's on Greg Marcio. I think he's in for a huge year, but I think Tuala's the value play early. I think he's going to score a stack of tries out on that right edge, similar to how Dom Young did last year. So I've got Tuala ATS, Knights 1-12, under 42, $9.22 there.
Okay. Interesting, because
don't mind that.
All your preseason yarn was Greggy Mars. You've gone a bit like the did we mention Parramatta earlier about talking two hookers and then going to one? You've been fucking sucking off Greggy Mars and now it's Inari.
Yeah, I think the reality with the NRL season, boys, it starts in about round three.
Mm. You don't know
the first 3 weeks is a little bit all over the place. Yeah. I think that if I was playing the Newcastle Knights, all my chat would be about defending the left edge. I think they're going to enjoy going down that right edge. And Tuala, I think he's at about $2.20, which he's literally standing in
$2 now on Nets.
$2 now. He's standing literally in the spot where the top try scorer was last year outside Gagai. So I think there's value early in him, Tuala.
I had the Knights minus 7.5 into Braddy Best at 378. But then when Rando comes to town, swinging that big Italian hog of his, all for the
hog,
stats,
great hog.
I am going to add in Greggy Marj first, second, or third. So Knights minus 7.5, Greggy Marj first, second, or third, Braddy Best anytime. And that's going to get you 11-21. I don't know how I feel about that bet or the odds, but given that I do agree with Roo's sentiments, that the first three rounds is kind of like finger to the wind sort of shit, I am just sort of fucking hitting and praying.
I just an update. I'm going to stick with my original bet of Knights minus 7.5, Marju 2+, because I get better odds. It must be the way that it's calculated in the same game.
I don't like those first three tries.
I don't mind. So I don't like them.
I'm $6.08.
Watch him score the fourth
try. Mirage.
Yeah, sometimes mirages exist, yeah. Though. Oasis. Yeah. Well, then that wouldn't be called a mirage. Yeah.
It'd be called like a billabong or a spring or something. Yeah.
Anyway, so what are you doing?
I'm going ultra conservative. I'm just going to start conservative, see how we go. But it just seems like a layup, this bet, for just over $2. Because if you think about it, defensive-wise, a Knight has fucking iron-plated armour. A Raider has, a wolf's thing on its back, like a sheepskin. Okay. But I'm going Knights to only score, the only team to score 20+. Because do you think the Raiders have more than three converted tries in them in round one with, like, who is in the halfback again? It's bloody...
Fogarty.
Mm. Like, I'm not shitting on Fogarty, but like...
Sounds like
him with a rookie 5'8". No Jackie Whiten. I just don't see how they're going to score 20+. You know what I mean? I just don't see it. So that gets you 215. It's a conservative bet. Yeah, I get it, but it just seems like a layup.
Very conservative start from you, mate.
Well, I just figure, like, if I'll go conservative when it seems like a layup. It seems like I'm in training mode playing an NBA PlayStation game and you're learning how to lay up and you just press one button and it's a layup. And you're like, well, I'll just take that. You know what I mean? It's just, it seems that simple. And you just got to kind of build that bankroll. I mean,
are you concerned that this early on in the season, your like decision making is like, you know, Knights are better armor than a Raider, or like, or fucking a Dolphin's gonna beat an eel in the water, like.
Yeah, but it's also it's
you're usually a little bit better than that. I'm just disappointed, you know, that's
it's got both things. That's why I like it. It's got the narrative of the mascots fit the narrative of what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
But if you think, like, do you honestly think Raiders are going to score, what, 24 points?
I would say this. I reckon if we went down to a basketball court and I gave you a basketball and told you to lay out the ball, I reckon you'd miss.
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet?
So I don't know if layup's, like, guaranteed or not.
How much you want to bet?
First one, you got
Where's
one shot.
Where's our side bet?
Oh, yeah. You got one shot, one opportunity. You
50 bucks.
Left.
$50?
Yeah.
Side bet? Cash?
Side bet cash. We'll get a basketball then. You get one shot at a layup.
Done.
Done. It's got to be regulation.
Mate, I captained the sevens to an undefeated season.
Fuck, dude. That was like 15 years ago.
Oh, my God. Regulation height.
Can we make a quote card for fucking About Even, please? The Instagram, I captained the sevens to an undefeated season.
In 2007, which is 17 years ago?
We're coming up to 20 years on that.
I mean, I reckon I'll get the layup, and I reckon if you and I both had 11 free throws each, I'll dominate you.
Another side bet. Let's go again.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about fucking layup.
My bad. Don't you want to take him on in that?
Couldn't give a shit. I want you to go down by yourself. Someone to film.
No, you got to go with him. All right, let's go. What's our Lippy? What's our Lippy got again? Lippy, he is the guy who
Will Johnson, Breadcrumb
Johnson. Knights head to head. Frizzell anytime. 868. Don't hate it. Don't hate it. You know,
I don't hate that.
That's a pretty fucking good value. That's a pretty good, like, as well. If you're playing a, like, who the fuck knows type of a season, part of the season.
Good value early
good
in the
value
season.
Early on.
Yeah. We'll be interesting to see with Frizzell. They've got Kai Piss-Paul coming off the bench. And I've heard that they could potentially bring Kai Piss-Paul on to the left and move Dylan Lucas to the right, which would see Frizzell go into the middle. So
Kai, is Piss-Paul a double barrel last name?
Yep.
Jeez, I like that.
So there's KP in that team and then KPP.
Yeah, but like a Kai into a double barrel, Pierce and Paul, that's fucking... You'd assume parents divorced. He went with both of their last names.
Three first names, too. Well.
Three first names. Intimidating.
You don't hear that, no, ever. Kai Piss-Paul. Interesting.
Yeah, it sounds
might
like
have a look at him.
Yeah, I'm going to probably... I might have a look at Kai Piss-Paul, to be honest. What's Kai Piss-Paul paying anytime?
I'll let you know. He's about 660. Had a look this morning.
Oh, look
isn't
at
he
that.
Meant to be the English Sonny Bill or something?
Yeah,
he's a good looking.
He's enormous.
Is he good looking?
He's good looking.
I'm trying to imagine what an English Sonny Bill...
Oh, I might be... I might be all over Kai Piss-Paul. Vegas. Kai Piss-Paul this year.
Oh, yeah, he's handsome. That kid can play rugby league.
Trust a Kai, too.
Yeah, K-A-I.
Kai, cousin of Jai. You trusted Jai.
Yeah. Not with your daughter, though.
On we move.
All right. Next up, we've got the Warriors v. the Sharks at Go Media Stadium. Warriors $1.55, Sharks $2.50, the line 4.5, the total 39.5 points. Rando, what's up?
You got to look at the Warriors here. The Sharks have only won one round one game in the last 10 seasons. They haven't won a round one game outside of New South Wales since 1990.
Jesus.
DWZ, he scored in each of his last four games against the Sharks.
I like that. I fucking like that because last year DWZ was so good to me. Such a dear friend, so caring, so gentle. Until the back end of the season when he was paying, what, $2 to score two or more, where it was just you couldn't touch him.
Well,
anymore.
Then did he start taking you for granted as a friend? Like he was being a good friend at the start of the season and then like the friendship was sort
well,
of...
Well, he was still scoring tries. It was more just a money thing, man. It was a monetary decision. You got to find some value, Tom.
Yep.
You can't just give away all your cheddar for fuck all in return. Like, you got to find some value.
And enjoy it while it lasts. Now, if you look at the odds for try scorers, like, everyone's enjoy mostly around $2 or above.
Oh, it's
because
nice.
Because fucking round 25, you're getting $1.30.
Mate, like, we got Burbo at $5.50 on the weekend.
Yeah,
I mean, that's sort of hook it to my veins sort of stuff. I've got DWZ 2+, $4.
I don't mind it. For me, this is a... again, you know, trying to find, there's just value to be had. And this is not a shitload needs to happen, not an improbable fucking amount of legs to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. But if you, Ronaldo, Mulatalo, Montoya, wingers, and Kennedy, fullback, 1867. Do you remember last year when I had that Gold Coast Titans game and it was like fucking Campbell and then I think maybe a winger for the Tigers and maybe Bull. It was just, it was a fuck, one where it was like, I feel like I've found a hole in the matrix here. 1867 for those three guys just is too much money.
Is Montoya on the wing?
Left wing, yeah.
That's a horny amount of money. Yeah, 1867. Sebo?
Look, I'm going just a double-ender favourite winger here. Like, both of them, DWZ and Mulatalo. But get this. At this stage in the season, it's $4.56, which is pretty much $5. Imagine if you were at a pub with a mate and you go, 5-1. Will you bet me 5-1 that these two don't score? Like, if you want, someone wants the other side, they'll be like, no fucking way.
It's not $5, though.
But it's pretty much $5. No one's going to take the other side of the bet, right? No one would in their right mind. Even $4 for both of those guys to score. They pretty much scored every game they played last year. And so you're going to get $1.60 for them in about 10 weeks. So,
No, I'd have taken the bet except every bookie in the country.
I'd have.
No one would take the other side of that.
I don't mind it, though, for 4 no,
I
don't bad.
I don't mind. I'm just,
for one extra try scorer that I've got, you know, getting me to fucking 18.
You know. Isn't it more than yours and you just got DWZ?
Yeah, I said I'm taking the piss.
Yeah.
But I like DWZ over Mulatalo. That's what I like.
Yeah, okay.
That's my preference.
When I run my eye over your bets, the reason why I left DWZ out, I don't like him when Chance Clockstart isn't playing. Taintor Picky, the fullback there, tends to run a little bit more than pass. Their timing doesn't tend to be as good there either. So I'm not huge on the DWZ play. Jackson Ford, for me, I really like him. Goes up against Nico Hines this week. I think last year, because Matt Moylan refused to make a tackle all year, he got all the attention. I got a lot of question marks around Nico Hines' defense, and I think you'll see a lot of teams target him this year. So Jackson Ford is my first guy there, and then I've got Mulatalo out the back of Trindle, Talakai, just to juice it up a little bit there. So 12.75, Ford into Mulatalo.
It's good insight.
That is good insight. It's nice. Yep. And again, nice odds for two try scorers. Obviously, one is a Ford, but forward, not a Ford. But I don't mind it, Roo. I don't mind it at all.
It's good insight.
What's the breadcrumb boy doing, Sebo?
He is going Warriors 13 plus DWZ Katoa for 1709. Plus, because correct me, Guru or Brando, when these two sides meet, something wild always happens. It's either a huge comeback or there's like five sin binnings or something. I don't know. There's a bit of a vibe around it. It's just not a 13 plus vibe.
It's got a wild card feel to it.
Yeah, it always does. It always does. So you don't go 13 plus in wild card games, I don't think.
Absolutely. And the Warriors' last four Friday night games at home have gone, they haven't covered the line when they were the favourite either. So it's always been really tight.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's roll on here, motherfuckers. The next one, we got Storm v. Panthers, Amy Park. Storm are the Dogs at 240, Panthers $1.58. The line is 4 rugby league points, and the total is 36.5 rugby league points. Start with you again, Roo. What's going on?
No.
Fuck it
up. Brando.
Jeez, I thought you were teeing it up for this. A historic moment here. Penrith are looking to be the first team.
You almost need to go get your fucking brain looked at.
Nah, dude, it's Vegas.
It's just 2 years.
You've been doing it for two years. It's like the season. You warm into it. This is early round.
You never warmed into it last year.
No, last year I think I warmed
into it. I don't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure I did.
I don't think so.
I think I did.
A historic moment here for the Panthers. They're looking to be the first team to beat the Melbourne Storm in round one since 2001. The Storm have won their last 21 straight round one games. Equally impressive, they are 25-6 Friday nights at Amy Park. They've only lost one game on a Friday night since 2020. That's 10 games, 9 wins. In terms of try scorers, at $3.10, Ryan Pappenhausen has scored 19 tries in his last 12 at Amy Park. If you take away the last two games where he came off the bench and then blew his knee against the Raiders, he's actually scored in every single game of that last 10 game streak. So he's definitely one to watch here for the Storm.
Now, I've got to be honest with everyone here. That last little bit you said of someone to watch, I missed the name of the person.
Pappenhausen.
Great. Thank you so much. Edward, what are you doing?
I have bet against the Storm, not every fucking round one game, but like quite a few, because I'm like, streak has to end now, streak has to end now, streak has to end now, and it just never does. Obviously, there's something with the Storm in round ones, Bellamy in pre-seasons, that gets the boys up in a fucking bout. They're playing at home. The Panthers lost round one last year, and off the back of Luke Brooks scoring a try on the weekend, fairy tales sort of stuff, it may just be around for fairy tales. And I think if Pappenhausen was to score in his first game back in a while, obviously he's played off the bench and shit, but like new season, new look, new leg, I think it'd be a nice fucking, a nice moment for the club and for Pappenhausen. So I'm going to back the boy in, 5.23 for Storm and Papp.
I would love nothing more than for you after that to jinx their round one hoodoo or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But because of that record, like it's because you just assume the Panthers should win, I'm like, I can't go at results here. I've just gone Tango and the Brick anytime at 7:39. Give me one from either side. Give me that double end of life and we just see how we go.
Slide onto it.
Onto it, have a good time. Hold on tight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, rock back and forth.
Rock back and forth. You know, find a
rhythm.
Find a rhythm, a pace, like a motion that
works
for you.
It's like rowing a boat, wouldn't it?
It would be a little bit, yeah. Well, you used to row boats all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's sort of...
I'd be able to slip onto one.
Yep. And then off it.
Yeah, you just need a mate.
Yep, a spotter. So,
This game every year is not the first round, but Panthers Melbourne is. I just hate to punt on it. I really do. You just don't know what's. It just could be a defensive thing. I don't like try scorers. I don't know what's going on. Now we do have that round one thing, and I imagine fairy tale or not, I think it's someone's going to crash over with like 4 minutes to go to either win it and break Melbourne's streak. Or Melbourne do that to keep it going. So if there's fairy tale streaks on the line, I'm punting on that. So I'm just going either team less than 6.5 points for 260. I want to stay away from try scorers. I want to stay away from total points. I'm just going for that, you know, fucking crash over last second finish.
Okay, Sebo going real pussy early in the season, is he? With those.
It's flaccid stuff.
It's real flaccid.
It's flaccid.
How is putting down more money for something that you have conviction in?
Because I don't think you do. I don't think you do. It's like you're trying to be conservative because you try. It's like, oh, no, I believe, but you don't actually believe.
Oh, no, I put down $12 odds.
Yeah, it could be done.
I'm cool. A big dick. $12. You know, what are you talking about? Fucking shut up.
There's no belief.
Get some conviction in what you're talking about. Lay down some extra units.
No, mate, don't worry. You wait. There's more units coming. Don't you worry, brah. I got some triples in me. Rue, what are you doing?
Yeah, $12 is child's play. I've come into this game. I started...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I came in a bit of a Vegas haze here and I thought, oh, you know, this game will go unders. I started, you know, very responsibly. Then I moved to Taruva, my first opportunity to bet on him this year. So I put Garuva in there and then I saw one of my CBAs pop up, Chan, at about $6 or so. So I chucked him in there and before I knew it, I was looking down the barrel of 55-1.
Wow.
Which it was like I was in a car accident. Then I got to step away from it and look at it from a distance. And oh my God, that was pretty full on. $55, it got away from me very quickly, but I'm going to run with it. So, unders, Chan, and Garuva.
I don't fucking hate that bet at all. I feel
55.
Like $55, and he's starting. It's not like he's a bench player.
He's a good player, too. I really like him. He's been a CBA for a while. His father played for the Melbourne Storm, too. So, a bit of a special moment there.
Yeah. I'm going to have a look at that as just a side thing, because
I got him in my Supercoach team, so... You know,
nice. $55.
Good for you, mate. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, well done. Cool. That's a lot. That's actually a fucking lot of money.
You sure
that's
don't have a hidden leg in there?
Yeah.
Can we get that checked?
Maybe check it.
Yeah, let's check that.
Let's get that checked.
Let's check that right now.
His dad, Alex Chan, actually scored only against three clubs, and Penrith was one of the clubs he scored
that's
against.
Quick.
As well.
That was very impressive.
55.83. The man tells the truth. Let's just get that on, Tom, while we're here. As well, just get on that now. Seems like a smart decision for all concerned.
Reminded at Rue that if you don't put your bets on, they don't count.
No,
you've got to be able to show slips. And I'll share something early with the punter and the dribbler. There's a world where I'm not that disappointed Tom Trbojevic didn't score. I'll say that much. Because I put all of them on except that one. So thank Christ. Anyway, I would have tried to lie and get it through, which you can do, but you got to be checking. Because Eddie lost some serious monsters last year, and that was satisfying. That was satisfying for all. All right, next up. Oh, wait, what's Lippy? Lippy doing?
Lippy.
Tango, anytime, and under 35.5, 596. Sometimes they scare me, these bets, but then I'm reminded last, in terms of their like seeming professionalism, but then when you remind yourself last year, they all pretty much never got up.
They almost ran out of money.
Yeah.
So I
feel Eels Dogs at Combank Stadium, formerly known as Bank West Stadium, for those of you confused. Eels $1.42, Bulldogs $2.90, the line 7.5, total 39.5 points. Rando, I really would love to hear what you have to say about this, mate, so please.
It's an interesting stat here. Now, Grant Atkins is in charge of this one. The Eels have won 16 out of 42 games with him as the ref. They lost all three games last year, all by exactly 8 points. So if you want to take the Dogs, maybe take them at exactly 8 points. That's paying 21-1. If you're an Eels fan, Will Pennicini is the try scorer to go with. He has scored in each of his four games against the Bulldogs.
Okay. Rue? What's doing?
I've gone for Mitchie Moses here as anytime try scorer, $4.40. Obviously got a very good running game. I love his support play as well. I don't know what to expect from Canterbury in this game. I've got no idea how they're going to show, what's going to happen here. Mitchie Moses, he loves that stadium. I imagine he's got a pretty good try scoring rate there. So put this bet in after my 55-1 monstrosity. So I thought I'd just even it out a little bit.
I need to change my bet because it was a fucking just a bastardization. I mean, this is what it was. This is what it was. Simonson or Russell to be the first two tries of the match.
I read that enough. Has to get...
No. Either one of them. So it could be Simonson and Russell.
Okay.
But bet has never screamed. Just got home from Vegas.
Yeah. It was. Oh fuck, we'll all be here soon. Better get me bets in. So whilst I'm still considering,
what are you changing it to?
Well, it's going to be something Pennicini related because it'll be Pennicini Parramatta related off the back of my good friend Rando's stats. There, yep. I'm just going to go
just,
and consult.
Just checking you, mate.
Don't you worry, buddy. Sebo.
I'm taking the Eels line 7.5. Although Rando says they haven't won with that ref. It's the Dogs. I want the Dogs to be good. I really do. But I just can't see a world where they massively improve this year. And that's just kind of the boring part of my bet. The other part, Bryce EC. I'm all for Bryce's fucking comeback. Even though he's already come back technically last year, I don't think I really bet on him. And he just seems like a guy that he's always going for something. And I'll take him. He used to be one of the funnest guys, super coach, all to punt on. And I'm just on the Bryce EC train. Look, if he doesn't even look like scoring, this might be the last time. But that's 4.93.
Got one game.
Well, because you go your classics all the time, your Pinocinis, your Sivo. Sometimes you want to be like, hey, I'll have a night out with Bryce and see what happens. You know what I mean? He seems like a bit of a night out operator. Just excited. Excited to maybe start a new relationship.
The Cardi Party.
Yeah, the Cardi Party.
Cardi Party loves Combank. He's scored in his last three games there.
There we go. Stats backed up the vibe.
Cardi Party.
Because can I put him in now that Rando gave us that stat? I think I can. Let me just see what it looks like, shall we? No, I'm going Will Pennicini 2+ at 975. Much more conservative than whatever the fuck I was doing before.
I don't know who's going to win this game. We've got absolutely fucking no idea. Like, are the Eels shit now? I hope so. Like, that's what I want, but I don't know for sure. Are the Dogs ever going to be good? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe they'll just be shit forever. Seems unlikely, but the last couple of seasons, they're like, oh, they're going to make the A this year, mate. And they're always rubbish. I know injuries played a part, but, you know, it's pretty fucking shit ass the way they've played. But I'm going to back them in. I will back the Dogs in. Because I don't know. You know why? Honestly, hand on my heart, I don't like the Eels. And it's as simple as that. I don't like them. Oh. So when you hate someone, you just go, fuck it. I'm going to support the team that I'd rather win. So Dogs to go in. Addo Carr, I don't know if you realise this, punters and dribblers. He's been on a meat diet, meat only. What's it called when you score a try? Getting a bit of meat. So
a meat only diet equates to meat, obviously.
Okay. I see how you got there.
You see how I got there? Yep. Meat equals meat, Tom.
Yeah.
Meat equals meat. And Karaz. Why? Like his name. 1740.
Terrific.
Off the back of my diet in Vegas, I'm going to score about 7 tries this weekend with that logic.
And then we have the Lippy. Is that it? Has everyone had their bets?
Yeah, bro.
Lippy, Eels 13 plus and Pensini Cartwright anytime 1550.
Might be the best one of the lot.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
13 plus.
13 plus.
Likes the doggies though. Like
they could get spanked.
But they could also win. That's a problem. It's, they could also win. You just don't know.
You don't know.
All right, we move on. Titans v. the Dragons. This is at Seabus. Titans are $1.50. The Dragons, $2.75. The line, 5.5. Total points, 42.5 points. Rando, some stats, please, sir.
I've got a smoky for the week. This one's around the number 7 for the Dragons. Ben Hunt has scored 6 tries in his last 5 games against the Titans on a Saturday. He's also scored in each of his last 5 games against the Titans on the Gold Coast.
Okay,
he's paying $5 as well, so that kind of suits with the 5 narrative.
Okay. Fuck. Well, I think the line of 5.5 points... Again, it's early in the season, so you never know, but the Dragons just, to me, are fucking a poisonous rugby league side.
I know, but they are the side that can suck the life out of anyone. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Lose and just suck the life out of everyone.
I'm hoping that they, that because it's, like, if it was at Cogra, that's where your life, that's where, like, life can be really sucked. They've got you in their own house. They've got you locked in the dungeon and they're sucking the life out of you. Whereas I feel like, at least on the Gold Coast, it's a bit sexier. It's a bit funner. They're on their own herb. They can run around. Yeah. What's the weather going to be doing up there?
It's going to be warm.
Hot. There you go. Warm, hot early season, fast track, fast footy. I'm taking Titans minus 5.5, triple staked. $1.90, obviously.
I have done the exact same thing. I share your sentiments, Todd, but I'll also add one. Des Hasler's up there. Now... I think the Titans were fucking crying out for a coach with a bit of fucking rugby league coaching experience. You know, top elite stuff. He's made finals. He's won fucking grand finals. He should have won more. Yada, yada, yada. The man has got a CV, a serious CV. He also has the hair for someone that lives on the Gold Coast.
Yep.
If you look at his hair, you go, that's Gold Coast hair, baby. That's Gold Coast hair.
Or at least coastal hair.
Coastal hair. I reckon he's gone in there and cracked the fucking whip. That's what I expect. And I think a Titans side, who's got some, they've got some fucking star power in there, with a good whipping, I reckon they go out there and hump the Dragons round one. And that's why I've triple staked it. Minus 5.5, not enough points. $1.90. Let's go to Pound Town, baby.
Let's go to Pound Town. Now, I feel like it's... just important off the bat. Well, actually, I'll let you go, Sebo, and then we'll get Rue coming here. Just looking at the.
Yeah, look, I've taken the. I haven't tripled it. A, because triples ruined me last year. And B.
No, did you get a single triple last year? I don't know if you did.
Mate, I fucked up every triple. It ruined my season. It ruined my season, the triples. I will be tripling, but just not as much. I do like the Titans line here, minus 5.5. I am wary of the Dragons because I think. I was in Borley Point last year, maybe for this game. Maybe it was round somewhere 1-3, and it got a little bit scary at one point. Titans versus the Dragons. The Dragons are winning. Titans came home at the end. Brimo leading that, and I was on Brimo. So I'm kind of doing a – it's not a repeat bet because I don't actually know if that game exists or I'm making it up. yeah. But Brimo to score, Titans minus 5.5, 424. As anyone know, or if you're tuning in for the first time to this season or about even – there is no greater relationship than me and Brimo on this entire panel. So just starting it there, and hopefully we continue it.
And you saw him at a golf course once.
Saw him at a golf course. He's playing a couple of groups behind me. I've triple staked Brimo, and it's come off for me. That's the only one. He used to be fucking like $6 as an ATS. Remember, he was paying $21 when I met Brimo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's where it started. Now it's crunched in a bit, but just... find your own Brimo, guys, out there. Like, just it's special to have when you can go to a team that you don't really support and you go, but I've got my version of a Brimo there. It's nice. It's nice to just know that's who you're taking.
Well, just something I'm just noticing here before we go to you, Rue. as I look at the team list, that he did Jaden Campbell out and also David Fifita out. Oh. Didn't consider that when making my bets. Over to you, Roo.
Yeah, and I'll take over from there. Titans obviously missing Campbell, missing Fifita. First game under a new coach. We know that Desi Hasler is a little bit rogue in things that he does. I think it'll take the Titans a little while to work out what they're doing. I think Shane Flanagan, if you have a look at their first two trials, they essentially played their best team they possibly could. They copped a lot of shit, the Dragons, but I thought that they defended well, really well in those first two games. I think Dragons are a real sniff to win this game. I'm going to take Dragons plus 6.5, and I'm going to take Benny Hunt. Whenever the Dragons win, Ben Hunt puts the team on his back. I think going back up there to Queensland, Benny Hunt has a good game. So 5.52, Dragons plus 6.5. I think triple staking a team with a new coach missing their two best players by far and away is bold as fuck, gentlemen.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, you got to be bold to win
sometimes
the fucking.
Sometimes
got to be bold.
You
got to be bold to win the belt.
Maybe
and
be bold
a bloke that's know. Gone 0-6 in legs last week.
Yes.
I mean, listen, you sell it well. I'll give you that. You're a great orator. You're able to get your point across extremely well. But the punning gods don't give a fuck about that. And if they want to reward me with riches, they will. And it's very, very simple.
That's it. Lippy has got Dragons 1-12, Ravalawa and Brimo anytime, $20.09.
Again, some of these Lippy bets, you look at them and you go, that's all right.
It's okay.
But they never come off.
But they never come off.
Because they almost run out of money.
All right, last game of the round, we've got the Dolphins v. the Cowboys. This is up at Fish Stadium. Oh, no, it's at Suncorp. Forgive me. $2.75 for the Fish, $1.46 for the Cows, 6.5 points. So the line 6.5, total points 42.5. Is there also, are you doing a live show for this, Guru?
No, week after we'll be up there.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Sweet. What are we doing, Rando?
I think you got to take the $2.10 you can get for Jermaine Asako. He scored 5 tries in his last 3 games at Suncorp. He scored 5 tries in his 2 games against the Cowboys. So he at least scored a double in both those games.
Interesting.
Okay. That is interesting. While I consider that, I'm going to throw to someone else.
I'll just go because I'm just taking one leg, Scotty Drink. 280. I just feel Scotty Drink scores a lot. And for 280, it's pretty good value for, like, just, you know, forwards sometimes only pay $3. So I'll just take it. I'm not a big fan of trying to pick a result in this game. Cowboys should be good, but they're a little bit stinky. They really can stink it up. Wayne just gets people up and about, I'm sure, for round one. I don't know his round one history, but I want to stay away from a lot of stuff in this game, so I'll just take the Scotty Drink.
Yep. I'm the same as you, staying away from results. I was going to put in Isako, but Rando's fucked me last year. I had just remembered that when it's like you follow him and then it ends up fucking you in the ass. I'm just taking Taulagi and Hammer anytime at 5.78. Another double ender for me.
Yeah, I'm slipping onto one here. I can't pick a winner for any money. So I've got Nanai and Hammer. Nanai started to find a nice bit of form late last year. Hammer just did the damn thing all season long. 5.93.
Boys, games in the afternoon at Suncorp, they scream points to me, despite it being round one. Drinkwater, absolutely loving in this game. He's that left to right cutout pass he's got. And even if it's not on, he throws it. He doesn't give a fuck. Kyle Felt tends to score tries here and there. So I'm taking Drinky Felt, and from the Titans, I'm going to take Hamiso. I think we're going to get probably the highest scoring affair of the round in this game, $14.70.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. Interesting. And our Lippy friend?
Cowboys to win plus Felt first, second, or third try score of $5.03.
That's his worst bet of the round. There, I said
it. I tripled Kyle a couple times last year and he saluted for me.
I don't hate Kyle.
Yeah.
That's not what this is about.
No, it's not.
Now, let's get on to our unit scooper, our opportunity to set ourselves up for the rest of our lives. Roo, what do you got?
Yeah, round one, I've gone with 4 number ones. KP, Hamiso, Drinky and Gutho at $40.66. Round one, 4 number ones for me, boys.
Okay. That's a good constitution.
Like that. Edward, what do you got?
I've got a mini Azaki.
Yep.
Knights -7.5. Warriors -4.5. Storm +4. Dogs +7.5. Titans minus. It says 6 here, but
But
five, well, it's 5.5 or 6, and then Cowboys -6.5.
All right.
That's paying $47.04.
I have a mini tri-scorer smoothie, Akai bowl, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I got Ponga, Katoa, Tango, Simonson, Sammy, Taulangi. Put all those together, and I don't know what you get. I'll come back to you. Oh, 55-46.
That seems like a lot of try scores for 55 bucks.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't seem like enough, does it? Leave that with me. I'll come back to the odds, but they're my try scores.
Yeah, I'm also on a Akai bowl. Oh, is this any? No, it's not an English breakfast. That's when it's 5. So I got 6 try scorers. Now, I got my, like, I'm basically going favourites here, right? Because no one's hit one of an English breakfast or a fucking Akai bowl or a smoothie before. So I'm just going to start it out with some favourites and just see the lay of the land. Marzu, DWZ, To'o, Gotho, Carney P and Scotty Drink, 98-28. I like the sounds of those odds to be the first that hits one of these fucking meal bets.
Good for you, mate. The Lippy, Warbrick, Harry Grant, Sean Johnson, $60.43.
That's it. There we go. I cannot find the odds for my fucking Akai. You'll have to see it on the Instagrams, baby. Time for the hot seat. Sebo, you are in the hot seat, mate. Let's go. It's all on you.
All right, hot seat. I am taking the Titans -5.5. Now, already on the show, Tom and Eddie are triple staking it. And then Guru put some very valid points that the Dragons are looking pretty good. So I just want to be in on this match because there's a lot on the line. Triple stakes, Guru's input, all that sort of stuff. Originally, before I realised Fifita was out, I was excited for all these sexy Gold Coast Titan guys to get what they finally deserve, and that's a premiership winning coach in Dez, because I've got a soft spot for the Titans. I want to get up there. I want to have some cocktails. I want to play some golf with Brimo and not be 2 groups ahead of him, be in his same group. So I'm hoping they can get the season off to a good start. -5.5. I'm 3rd in the hot seat. So if I lose, it might not actually be the worst, but let's just see how it goes.
All right, that's it, punters and dribblers. Thanks again for another week. Thanks again to Neds for their support. Thanks to Roo. Thanks to Seb. Thanks to Eddie. Thanks to me. Oi, give us this trophy here, just quickly. This is what you lippy bastards are playing for as well. If you beat us on a week, you'll get your name on the lips.
Pass winners will be added.
Pass winners will be added on the lips.
We're working out who the fuck you are.
Who the fuck you are. Yeah. There we go. But yeah, shout out to Neds. We will see you next week.
Ciao!
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.